we had an incident earlier today where they noticed that there was some kind of a gas rising through the vent that carries the warm water down that prohibits hydrates from forming. Over, out of abundance of caution, the Discover Enterprise removed the containment cap with the riser pipe and moved away until they could assess the condition. They indicated that the problem was a remotely operated vehicle that had been around the lower marine riser package had bumped into one of those vents that allows the excess oil to come out. They actually closed it, thereby creating pressure in it and the backflow potentially up the water vent. They are checking the containment cap right now. If there are no hydrates in the containment cap, they will attempt to reinstall the containment cap and begin producing later on today.
BP said it had collected a record 700,000 gallons of oil the previous day and torched another 438,000. While streaming video now shows oil gushing into the sea uncontrollably, Allen said that not all of it is making it out into the Gulf.
No, it's not unrestricted because we're still producing flaring off 10,000 barrels a day from the Q4000. We have two different vessels that are producing out there, the Q4000 and the Discover Enterprise. The Discover Enterprise has terminated its operations while they check and see if there are any hydrates and they can reattach. So there is more coming out than there would have been, but it's not a totally unconstrained discharge.
The admiral said that regardless of whether the cap gets replaced right away, a new vessel BP plans to bring online next week is expected to help the company achieve its goal of collecting 53,000 barrels per day.
We are looking towards potentially next Tuesday bringing an additional production vessel online. That will get us to the previously briefed 53,000 barrel a day capacity. That's notwithstanding the removal of the containment cap today for the issue that I just talked about.
Allen also said that two oil spill cleanup workers have died in the past day.
One was an accident regarding a swimming pool, a swimming event, and the other one was a vessel of opportunity operator in Gulf Shores, Mississippi. Our thoughts and prayers go out to their families. We know this is a devastating thing to happen. And we understand that the Gulf Shores Police Department is following up on the death of the vessel of opportunity operator.
The admiral didn't have much other information, except that officials don't think the deaths had anything to do with the cleanup.
It doesn't appear at this time that they're work-related. That doesn't mean we don't feel very, very badly about it. Our hearts go out to their families, but I think both are under investigation at this point.
Also at today's briefing was John Barab, who is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Labor for the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA. He gave an overview of OSHA's role in the cleanup effort.
We're on the ground monitoring health and safety conditions, including doing air monitoring, air sampling. We've also been on the vessels of opportunity, again, observing health and safety conditions there, doing air sampling as well.
Barab claimed that so far, air and water quality at cleanup sites has not been the biggest hazard for spill workers.
The main problem we've been seeing down there, the main concern that we've had for worker health and safety has to do with heat. As you know, people are working in very high heat conditions. Very often they're also working with Tyvek suits, with chemical protective suits, gloves, which exacerbates the heat problem. We've had a number of incidents that we've had to deal with heat, including some hospitalizations. So we're very concerned about that in conjunction with fatigue problems and the long hours that people are working.